there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be hosting the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's Tuesday. It's the 1st of May, 2018. Bitcoin's currently trading at $9,034. That's down 3.5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum's currently trading at $663. That's down 3% in the last 24 hours. We have Cardano trading at 35 cents, actually up 2% in the last 24 hours. And we also have NEO at $82, which is down 5% in the last 24 hours. Big shout out to Bitcoin Private. They're at $41.87, which is up 24% in the last 24 hours, which is pretty good. The last couple of days, for those that have been like myself, fixated on the market and what's been happening, we've seen big moves. We saw the market in the last month go from the lows of a market cap of $258 billion going to the high, which was in the last 48 hours, of $440 billion, going back down to the current level of $416 billion. So it's been great to see a small run up. I know everyone's starting to get excited. People's attention is starting to come back on the crypto space for those retail type investors that completely went away from the market when we saw the lows. So it's interesting to see interest rising back up, certain coins and tokens gaining momentum in not only trading volume but market cap. So that's great to see. It brings back capital to the market, and we're starting to see that with trading volumes increasing, market caps increasing, and altogether capital coming back in to the space. So that's great to see. So what's been happening in the crypto space? Well, let's get on to the next part of the show to find out.
Crypto news flash.
Vitalik Buterin: sharding scaling improvement is coming to Ethereum network. So let's jump into the story. Ethereum could soon see its transaction processing capacity increase dramatically through the use of so-called sharding. Co-founder Vitalik Buterin hinted on Twitter yesterday. Sharding is coming, he stated laconically in a tweet Monday. Sharding is coming, and he put the GitHub research to that. In a Reddit post and a series of tweets following yesterday, Buterin delivered a proof of concept for the technology and suggested the bag of ideas for its implementation on Ethereum was pretty well established. Sharding is a method of increasing the number of transactions a blockchain can process. Designed to be used on-chain, multiple network computers divide the transaction workload between them, allowing significantly more to occur within the same period of time. The time taken to process shard blocks, those split up between groups of computers, would be around 10 seconds, Buterin suggests. In a series of tweets starting yesterday, Buterin wrote, "I would not say the spec is finalized at this point, though the bag of ideas is IMU pretty well established. The latest research consists of combining together existing ideas that scaling and latency, i.e. block time reduction." He added that the following tweet that the overriding principle is get maximal close to equivalent properties to a single chain. Ethereum developers have sought ways of providing on-chain scaling improvements for some time. These facilitating competitiveness with fiat payment processors such as Visa. Great story. It's great to see Ethereum is starting to announce stories like this, and the team's working hard on this situation, because I believe for Ethereum to become or to stay one of the main competitors in the space, sharding had to be implemented. There's been a lot of talk about it recently, so it's great to see they're executing on this, and I look forward to seeing it when it's released. Let's get on to the next story. Another PayPal co-founder is embracing blockchain's seismic shift. Sharing economy startup Origin Protocol has tapped a PayPal co-founder and early YouTube employee as its latest hire. Yo Pan, who is a former Google employee and the co-founder of KiwiCrat, which is an educational subscription kit service for kids, is the company's newest research and development engineer. Co-founder Josh Fraser told Coinbase. His role will be to spearhead the research team as the startup continues to grow. He previously reported Origin Protocol's open source protocol facilitates the development of peer-to-peer decentralized marketplaces that eliminate what is described as rent-seeking middlemen in other sharing economy services like Airbnb. Fraser also suggested that the hire has broader significance for the blockchain industry. It's a promising sign for the entire ecosystem that people with this level of experience and talent are starting to work in the blockchain-related projects. Origin co-founder Matthew Liu, who, by the way, actually came on our podcast, which, by the way, is a great interview. Definitely check it out. SVK Crypto Origin Protocol interview. Check it out. Another early YouTube employee approached Pan about the position, which will also be his first blockchain endeavor. Despite his recent entry into the space, Pan told CoinDesk that his decision to join Origin fits into his long-standing career interests. During my career, I've been oscillating between financial and media startups with a dabble in kids' creativity in between. He said via email, adding that for financial startups, I've always looked for something that create systemic value and has a systemic shift in the way commerce is done. I believe Origin Protocol can be one of those. Origin recently received a similar strong endorsement from investors, announcing the conclusion of a $28.5 million Saft sale in April. Notable participants included Reddit founder Alex Ohanian, former Y Combinator partner Gary Tan, and venture capital firm Foundation Capital. In December, the company also announced that it had sold $3 million worth of its tokens to venture fund Pantera Capital. Great story. Let me know your thoughts and definitely check out the interview. Let's get on to the next one. Google co-founder highlights crypto mining's impact on computing boom. So let's jump in. In a letter to investors, Google co-founder Sergey Brin said that demand for powerful computers used to mine Ether and other cryptocurrencies has contributed to a boom of computing. Brin wrote Saturday that several factors had led to a surge in computing power that has seen search giant Google.com own processes speed up by a factor of 200,000 over a period of 20 years. The first factor is the steady hum of Moore's law, referring to the observation that computing power per square inch of a chip tends to double each and every year. The second factor is increased demand for processing heft, partly from gamers and their graphics-hungry rigs, but also surprisingly from the GPU-friendly proof-of-work algorithms found in some of today's leading cryptocurrencies, such as Ethereum. GPUs, or graphics processing units, are used to mine Ether to update the cryptocurrency's blockchain through a process known as proof-of-work, which involves rapidly crunching through cryptographic functions. Ethereum miners may not use GPUs for much longer. However, given that a specialized piece of hardware has been developed by Bitmain, Brin did not feel either of these factors was the biggest contributor to the computing boom. However, that factor, he wrote, is machine learning, a data-intensive technique used to develop artificial intelligence systems that can drive cars, recognize faces, or translate text without human input. Google has explored uses for blockchain technology, the cryptographic structures that underpin the cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but has made very little mention of cryptocurrencies themselves, except to ban browser extensions for mining and ads for initial coin offerings. Great story. Let's get on to the next part of the show. The top Twitter tweet today goes to Charlie Lee, and you can go follow him at Satoshi Light. And here's the tweet. Although I think it's wrong for people to claim that Bitcoin Cash is Bitcoin, or for Roger and Bitcoin.com to mislead users of stuff like Bitcoin BCH and Bitcoin Core, I do not think it's anything illegal. So this lawsuit is stupid. And the lawsuit is 600 plus people or Bitcoin users looking to seek, looking to sue Bitcoin.com and Roger Ver for misleading users. The second tweet goes to Blockchain Life, and you can go follow them at Blockchain Life. And here's the tweet. Derivatives is a $600 trillion to $1,200 trillion market. Real estate is $220 trillion. Global debt is $215 trillion. The money supply is $130 trillion. This is all. Stocks, $75 trillion. Gold, $7.8 trillion. And Bitcoin, $0.15 trillion. So, this is just proof that we're only getting started. When we see big money from these different sectors start rolling into the space, we're really going to see things take off. And this is the message that we've been conveying for a while now. But anyway, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal evening. And remember to follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto, to join our Telegram, SVK space crowd, and hit us up or hit me up on email, cstory@svkcrypto, cstory@svkcrypto.com. Thank you so much for your attention. Have a great night. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.